The U.S. presidential running mates, Vice President Joe Biden and Congressman Paul Ryan, faced each other in a televised debate last night. The debate covered a variety of domestic and foreign policy issues and saw Vice President Biden accuse Congressman Ryan of threatening to hold America's middle class hostage while giving tax cuts to the wealthy. Biden said the Republicans are down on America and offered this reaction when Congressman Ryan claimed the Obama administration is on the wrong track economically.
I've never met two guys who are more down on America across the board. We're told everything's going bad. There are 5.2 million new jobs, private sector jobs. We need more, but 5.2 million. If they'd get out of the way, if they get out of the way and let us pass the tax cut for the middle class, make it permanent. If they get out of the way and pass the jobs bill, if they get out of the way and let us allow 14 million people who are struggling to stay in their homes because their mortgages are upside down, but they never missed a mortgage payment, just get out of the way.
In one of the more vigorous exchanges of the night, Congressman Ryan defended the Republicans' plan to lower taxes without growing America's budget deficit.
You can cut tax rates by 20% and still preserve these important preferences for middle-class taxpayers.
Not mathematically possible.
It is mathematically possible. It's been done before. It's precisely what we're proposing.
It has never been done before.
It's been done a couple of times,
actually. It has never been done
Jack Kennedy
before.
Lowered tax rates, increased growth. Ronald Reagan.
Oh, now you're Jack Kennedy.
Ronald Reagan. Republicans and Democrats. Republicans and Democrats have worked together on this.
I understand
you guys aren't used to doing bipartisan deals.
But we told each other what we're going to do. When we did it with Reagan,
and Democrats,
you said, here are the things we're going to cut.
Here's the framework. Let's work together to fill in the details. That's exactly.
Fill in the details.
That's how you get things done.
The debate opened with a discussion about the al-Qaeda attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, in which the U.S. ambassador to Libya was killed, with Congressman Ryan claiming it proved the Obama administration's foreign policy is unraveling, and Vice President Biden accusing the Republicans of bluster.